is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an education institute in the capital. An advisor to Minister of Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved in the latest attack on Thursday. He said one bomber exploded himself and three others were killed in fighting with security forces. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
We are expanding the visa restrictions initiated on December 6, 2017, on individuals involved in the undermining of democracy in Cambodia. The expanded entry restrictions may apply to individuals both within and outside the Cambodian government who are responsible for the most notable anti-democratic actions taken in the run-up to the flawed July 29th election.
On Wednesday, at least 34 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack on Mulwood Academy in a Shiite-dominated part of town. The Afghan Taliban has denied any role in the attack. Islamic State, which has carried out previous attacks on Shiites in Kabul, has claimed responsibility. Turkey has raised the stakes in its dispute with the U.S., adding more than $500 million in tariffs on a list of U.S. imports. Last week, Washington doubled its penalties on Turkish aluminum and steel exports, citing national security. The White House Wednesday called the Turkish move regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said they have nothing to do with Turkey's economic woes, including a weak currency, high inflation, and debt.
Certainly, we're monitoring the situation with respect to the Turkish economy and the decline of the lira, but Turkey's economic problems, those are part of a long-term trend, something of its own making and not the result of any actions the United States has taken.
Relations have soured over the detention of Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. This is VOA News. Israel on Wednesday reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing point for commercial goods into Gaza and extended the fishing zone up to the 9 nautical miles off its southern coast as part of an Egyptian-mediated effort to ease tensions. Russell Stone, the American University professor emeritus at the Center for Israel Studies, was asked if this was a purely humanitarian gesture.
There are some factions.
No, it's strategic. It's not just humanitarian. It is, of course. It has humanitarian importance, but it signals a willingness to ease tensions on a formula that Israel calls quiet for quiet. If Hamas de-escalates its attacks on Israel, Israel is willing to ease its restrictions.
Egypt is attempting to pursue a longer-term ceasefire. The U.S. on Wednesday imposed sanctions on a Russian port service agency and other Chinese firms for aiding North Korean ships in selling goods to Pyongyang in violation of international sanctions aimed at ending the North's nuclear program. Cambodia's election commission has declared the ruling party winner of all seats in parliament following last month's elections in which there was no opposition to longtime Prime Minister Hun Sen. A Cambodian government spokesman predicted Thursday the restrictions will have little effect. A Malaysia court said the murder trial of two women will proceed in the case of the poisoning of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They could face the death penalty for their role in the murder of Kim Jong-nam by smearing his face with the nerve agent VX at the Kuala Lumpur airport in February of last year. The women insist they were tricked into taking part. The Brazilian Workers' Party on Wednesday registered jailed former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as its presidential candidate as he serves out a 12-year term for corruption. Lula remains among the most popular politicians in the country. A Libyan court, appeals court on Wednesday sentenced 45 people to death by firing squad for killings in the capital of Tripoli committed during the 2011 uprising. Dozens of others received prison terms. After days at sea, the humanitarian vessel Aquarius docked at a Malta harbor with more than 140 migrants on board. The mostly Somalis and Eritreans will be sent to 5 European nations as part of a deal ending another migrant standoff. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.